This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get back to more Mercedes in the Morning.
I like to listen in the morning and while I'm driving to work.
On Mix 94.1.
Coming off the weekend, JC, you admitted that you did something over the weekend that kind of blew me away. I was actually, you sent me a text about it over the weekend and I was like, what? And then you even got into more detail this morning about it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You were talking about the K-pop station that I was listening to on Sunday.
JC texted me over the weekend and he's like, did you know there's a K-pop station on satellite radio? I've been listening to, or I really like the group. Wait, let me find it. I want to do the
do it justice.
Hi! Exclamation point. There's a K-pop station. I like the group 17.
Like I'm 8 years old. Hi, K-pop station start. Me like 17.
I told my daughter Sophie, who is a big K-pop stan, and I guess she's heavily influenced me to be into K-pop. And I was like, I have definitely heard of that station. We listen to it quite often. I'd like to let everyone know that there is also a K-pop station on the Odyssey app.
Perfect.
You can listen.
Perfect.
To.
Excellent.
So I told her that you like 17, and she goes, yeah, I could picture him being a fan of 17. I don't know what that meant.
And I'm just basing it on,
know.
I haven't seen what 17 looks like or the group or their catalog of music. It was just the one song. It was the song Ready to Love was the one that stood out to me. So I got my phone out. I got my phone out. I started writing all these songs.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I got in my car Sunday morning after the gym, and I had my 80s music on, and then it was a little commercial. Like, if you like K-pop, you'll like channel whatever, channel 104, K-pop, da-da-da. I said, you know what? I'm gonna listen to K-pop for the rest of the day. As long as I'm in my car, I'm going to listen to K-pop. So I went over to channel 104, and as I'm driving, doing my errands, I jotted down these songs that stood out to me. Jun Somi, XOXO.
Wait, hold on. We got to get the expert on the phone, because some of these I know, some of these I don't know. Hey, Sophie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you hear that JC's now a K-pop stan?
Yes, and as he should.
Well, Sophie, I got to thank you because you've had a lot of influence when it comes to music here, I think, on the radio station with me. You were the first one to introduce us to Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo. I mean, you have your eye.
Post Malone,
all these things. And I know your love of K-pop. So when I heard about the station, I went to it, and I was digging some of the songs. So that's one of the songs. 17, Ready to Love is one of the ones that I liked.
That's one of my favorites by them, personally.
And when you said, yeah, I could see him being a fan of them, what did you mean exactly?
Just because of their music catalog. They're coming out with a new album, and they already have 2 million pre-orders for this new album that they're coming out with. They're going on tour, and just some of the members, I could see JC being like, oh, you know what, I think he's really cool, and I think JC could be a carrot. That's their fandom name.
A carrot?
A carrot in the future.
Oh, I'm embracing this.
K-A-R-A-T, right? A carrot?
No, C-A-R-A-T.
C-A-R-A-T. Yeah. JC's a carrot for 17.
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're a carrot.
I'm a carrot.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, who are the other ones you were listening to?
The other one I jotted down was Jun Somi, X-O-X-O.
Iconic.
What are Jun Somi's fans called?
Oh, it's a really cute name. I think it's called Some Mung Cheese. So, I probably pronounced that really wrong.
Samungshis. I just Googled it. You're right. Samungshis. I can't say it.
I'm a Samungshi.
He is so awesome. She's under the Black label. She just came out with her first full album. I really hope you like that song. I played it while my mom was doing her show prep last night. I played that song. I don't know if she was paying attention, but
did you pick up on it?
I was not.
Oh,
sorry. Okay. I'll listen today.
No comment.
Okay, what else?
The third song that I wrote down was from ITZY, and every time I try to type this, it kept changing it to Itchy. But ITZY and the song Not Shy was the one that really jumped out to me, so I made a note of that song as well.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, so ITZY's fandom name is called Mitzi, and that is a Korean word that means trust. So it's because ITZY has so much trust in Mitzi. And I am a huge, huge Mitzi. They have had so many bops over the years, and I'm really hoping they go on tour so badly soon. They're actually a group that I collect as well. I have a few of their albums as well. So
I have some.
Love ITZY.
I went and
not
and,
Shy, not May.
Here, for those that aren't familiar, I have some of the song Not Shy. Let me play it for everyone. This is ITZY.
Listen to the song all the time. That's Sophie's favorite part is there. They go, ITZY!
Is it a sing-along?
Yes, Carrie Young's ITZY! Love it. And the bridge is fantastic as well.
It hooked me. The song hooked me, so I made a note so I can tell you about these songs. And I approach this because I don't have any kids, but I'm thinking to myself, okay, if I had a daughter, like Mercedes has a daughter, Sophie, and she was into K-pop, if I'm driving my daughter around, I would have to be listening to K-pop music all the time. So I put it on to kind of feel the vibe that you're into, and I'm digging it. I like it. I like that you introduced many of us to K-pop music. So thank you for that, Sophie.
Oh, of course. And it helps, too, because so many of them are going on tour soon, too. I mean, I know TXT, they just had their new EP, Minisode 2. Thursday's Child has Far to Go just dropped, and they're going on tour. I mean,
okay, so give
there's so many comebacks soon, too.
Well, yeah, BTS, of course. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And NCT Dream.
Oh, well, okay, so give JC and anyone else who wants to, you know, be like more educated in this world, give a homework assignment, give one song by one group that you need to listen to, a must listen to.
Oh my gosh, this is so hard. Okay, well, the first group that immediately came to my mind was Red Velvet. They are a 5-member girl group under SM Entertainment, absolute icons of the third gen, and they're killing it. If you saw the second Trolls movie, Trolls World Tour, they made an appearance in that movie. And I would either say to listen to Psycho, Bad Boy, Red Flavor, or their newest EP, which is an absolute masterpiece and cultural reset, the Reva Festival 2022, Feel My Rhythm.
Oh, my gosh.
That was the best radio I've ever heard right there. She just got so deep.
Wow.
Okay, but give me one.
You gotta have the details. You gotta have the details.
We love it. I love it. Give me one song. You mentioned a couple different things
just
there.
One.
Just give me one song from Red Velvet I need to listen to tonight. One.
Oh, this is so hard. Maybe if you're going for that kind of chill vibe, I would say Bad Boy.
Okay, Bad Boy, Red Velvet. That's your assignment.
I wrote it down. Okay, Red Velvet, Bad Boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.